.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
All right, it's time for Tech Questions with Jose Hernandez. That's brought to you by Oric. With 7 home care centers in and around St. Louis.
What are you doing?
Here's Frank.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing.
You're doing a lot of work for me?
No, I was just...
Do it all. Do the whole rest of the show. I was engaged in conversation down the hall. Women like to talk about babies. They just do.
Yes.
It is time for Jose Hernandez. My son actually had a question over the weekend for Jose. That he didn't even need to ask Jose, because I figured I knew what Jose would give him as an answer. And I checked with Jose today, and I was right.
Wow.
Yeah, he gave me the right answer. It was regarding a flat-screen TV. If you have a question about your TV or the TV you think you want to buy, or cell phone or computer or tablet or whatever, here are the numbers. And you might want to call right now. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. Which is really outdated, isn't it? Toll-free. 888-550-KTRS. And that KTRS is 5877.
We drove by a hotel, a small hotel, yesterday, and the sign said, free Wi-Fi and long distance.
Ooh, free long distance. Wow. So that would be 314-969-5877. And as Dan, I think, was telling me when I walked in, Jose is brought to you by Oric. And the 7 locally owned and operated Oric home care centers. And here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I do have a question for you. I tried to program, I'll try to make this, put this in the simplest form. I tried to program my DirecTV remote so I could use it for the volume on a Kenwood receiver.
Yes.
And I went through all the Kenwood programming codes.
Yes.
All those numbers. And not one of them would work, except one of them would turn the power on and off, but not the volume. Now, mm-hmm. How is that possible? How can it do power and not the volume? What am I missing here?
I believe that your direct television mode has infrared learning, a mode.
It has either RF or the infrared.
Right. Well, if you will just put the two remotes together and teach your direct television remote the things you want from your Kenwood.
Hey! I never thought of that.
As opposed to the codes. Because the codes don't cover everything.
And that's not even an option they gave me at DirecTV. They didn't even mention that. I'll do that. I'll try that.
Yeah, if it's got it, you should be able to teach it. If not, pick up a universal remote like a Logitech 8080.
Okay.
Can't most smartphones nowadays?
Smartphones can also be taught with an app to do remote control.
I bet your iPhone could probably control everything.
I bet it could, too. You guys have anything for Jose?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Jose, what do you have for us?
Happy birthday to the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah.
Any guesses how old it might be?
I'll come close because I know where I was when I bought the first one and it had just come out. I'm going to say it is, hang on here. I'm going to go, it's close to 30 years.
I say 30.
I was going to say 35.
30 is correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Coming up this...
Duck Hunt. And what were the original
Super Mario
name?
Brothers.
Yes. Super Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers, Duck Hunt, and there's another one in there.
Yeah, that Duck Hunt was a blast.
Of course, Xbox One and PlayStation 4 and the new Wii U should be available for Christmas, which would be considered the fourth generation of consoles. Apple is testing larger screens for iPhones and iPads.
I used to work for a woman. She was the boss of the place. And I never understood. A lot of people there called her Duck Hunt. And I never understood that. What does she have to do with a Nintendo game?
Yeah,
because they'd say, hey, here comes Duck Hunt.
Probably similar.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have
been. I never did get it.
They were saying to duck.
Oh, duck.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Jose.
All right. Tablets are going to be, the iPad tablets are going to be 13 inches. They're also experimenting.
Let me show you what that looks like.
Please.
That's 13 right there.
And they're also going to release a new version that's expected to be the same size, 9.7 inches, but it's going to be lighter, thinner, and have a longer battery life.
You know that eventually you'll be able to play, like, with your smartphone or iPad for a week on a charge? You know you will. I bought batteries this past week. I went into Radio Shack for something. The guy goes, hey, we got a sale on batteries. And it was a pretty good sale. And he said, here's the other thing. He said, look at the expiration date on the batteries. You know when it was? 2025.
Wow.
For these alkaline batteries.
Nice.
He said, it's a new batch, a special long life. Wow. That's impressive.
Google has begun sending email-like ads to your Gmail inboxes. If you haven't seen them yet, you will shortly. They're going to come on your promotions tab. This is Google's way of selling more advertising.
Okay.
Speaking of advertising, you can earn money on locking your smartphone. There is an application from a company called Lockit. It rents space on your lock screen and replaces the image that you have with an advertisement. Each time you unlock your phone, it gives you a penny. And you can unlock your phone three times an hour. Well, Whoopi is correct. If you unlock your phone three times an hour, every day on average, you'll make $262 a year for just doing something you'd already be doing.
Hey.
Wow.
What if you deliberately, can you unlock it as many times as you want?
You can, but they're only going to pay you three per hour.
Okay, well, there's the rub. I was going to unlock my phone like 40 times a day.
Yeah.
Somebody will probably make an app where it'll unlock your phone while you're sleeping.
Right. So, but that's it.
All right. Well, that's good information. All right, off to the phones we go. One last time I give the numbers. Not going to give them again. 314-969 KTRS or toll-free 888-550 KTRS. We start with Michelle. Michelle, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, I have an email address that I locked myself out. I changed my password. But now it wants my security question, and I don't remember what it is. Okay. I have tried high and low, asked everybody, Googled, called around, and I can't get anyone to help me out. I was wondering if it's possible to find out what my security code is.
No, don't they normally ask you?
Question.
Don't they ask you the question?
Yeah, when you fill out, when you establish the account, it asks you what your security questions are going to be. It also should ask you for another email address in case you lose the password to that one, where it'll ask if you've lost your password, click here, and it'll send a reset code to the to another email address?
Correct. And I have tried that, and I guess as many times as I have tried that, now it won't go to my second computer with my backup email address.
Michelle, is it the answer to the question?
She
you don't
can't remember.
Remember.
Yeah.
What's the question? Can you tell us the question?
Where did you meet your spouse?
And you can't remember?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I tried Wine Bank, you know, St. Louis, something easy. I set it up like 20 years ago.
Now, I got to tell you something. I've done the same thing, and at the time you do it, you think, well, I'll never forget this.
Yeah.
And then you forget it. Oh, man.
And supposedly there's no live person at Yahoo to ask. I sent an email to a site I found and never got a response.
But I'm with Jose. Normally, and I've done that where I don't, but normally if you have the email name, your email address, they have a way of coming back and asking you. It just seems to me like there'd be another step besides that one question.
Did they just ask one question or did they have a series of questions?
No, one question. I changed my password. I went to go get it from my backup computer. And it said, you are locked out, call, you know, Yahoo. And there's no such person.
They always ask me three questions.
Yeah,
it's always
three. Usually it's more than one.
And did you, in changing your password, do you use a sequential password, like, you know, something, 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 one, something, 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 two?
No. I just went and changed it to another password and wrote it down.
Well, The only suggestion I have is to try variations of the password that you changed it to.
Right, and it gives me three chances, and then it locks me out for another 24 hours.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hate that. You know, it's funny, I got locked out, and the question they asked me was, where did Michelle meet her spouse?
Yeah.
I couldn't answer it. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make light of it, because it's very frustrating. It really is.
It is, because because I have, you know, my job applications and old friend's email address, and I set up a new one that I'm challenged to try to get back in my old one. And
surely, though, if you keep pounding away at where you met your spouse, I mean, you get three chances an hour.
Or 24
a day,
hours.
A day. There can't be too many possible answers for that, like location or city or in his car or at his parents'. I mean,
right.
There can't be.
Then I just got frustrated after a while, and then when I thought it was going to let me back in, it just said, you are no longer allowed to change your password. Contact Yahoo.
Oh, boy.
See, I asked me where I met my ex-wife, and I said, hell. when I picked her up from her dad. I asked her dad, the devil, if I could take her up.
All right, Michelle.
Thank you. I just thought, you know, Jose, being so knowledgeable, I listened to him. I thought maybe he had some trick question or trick thing out there that I can try.
No, mm-hmm. Just keep following the instructions they give you. Eventually, you'll get hold of somebody at Yahoo.
Okay, yeah, I can't believe a company doesn't have one live person.
Well, they pay for the live people, so whatever you pay for your email is what they give to those people.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for sharing.
Have a good day.
You know what? That is frustrating, though. Some of these places, you can't get a person.
No, they don't want you to.
They do not want you to talk to anybody. And I've had a couple of companies like that where you just go, there's got to be a way to get to. You know what? Here, I'll give you an example. Charter at the lake. Now, if you're at the lake, a lot of people have just Charter, even basic cable. Did you know there's Charter has an office at the lake? You know you cannot call that office?
Yep.
You can walk in there and say, could I have your number? They go, no, you have to call the 800 number, talk to a guy in Pennsylvania, and then they set up. It just doesn't seem like it makes sense to me.
Mm-mm. And the ones that you do have that you can contact, usually it's an overseas number.
Yeah.
Well, if you would like to not speak to Haji or Apu or Sinji, what you can do, mostly, is it'll ask you English, press 1, Spanish, press another number, normally 2.
Right.
Press 2. When the person answers, they're going to answer in Spanish, tell them, I'm sorry, I pushed the wrong number. Well, they are normally English-speaking Spanish speakers, and they won't transfer you overseas. They'll just go ahead and take your call right there.
That's a good idea. Let's go to Richard. Let me push the right button here. There it is. Richard, say hi to Jose.
Oh, hello, Jose. How are you doing?
I'm good, Richard. How are you?
Oh, I am fine. All right. I got a question about, I was trying to do the call centers across.
No, it wasn't bad.
He's there.
Wasn't bad.
I've been trying to access some YouTube videos for work I do at a hospital, and it keeps saying that I need to download the latest Adobe Flash player.
Yes. So
I've done it. I don't know how many times I've done it, but it keeps saying that I don't have the latest version.
What browser are you using?
Internet Explorer, Windows, whatever it is before 8, 7 or whatever it is.
Yeah, Internet Explorer, Windows 7? Yeah.
Windows 7.
We've had pretty good luck here at the station with Firefox and downloading and playing Google videos.
Just go to Firefox then.
That would be my recommendation.
Simple enough. Thanks a lot.
Hi, Richard. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye to you, too. This is Matt. Matt, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Hi, gang.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hallelujah.
Matt?
I've got a problem with my brand new Android cell phone.
Okay.
It had an icon for Gmail, mm-hmm. So I opened up a Gmail account. And then it also had an icon for email, so I thought that I would link my family email to my phone also.
Okay.
And when I did that, it had me go through Yahoo, and I think I might have accidentally transferred my service to Yahoo because now none of my Google apps on my cell phone work, like my Google voice command mm-hmm. features.
Yeah,
and my email I can't get to.
When you activated that phone, you had to have a Google account. So did you add an additional account when you went to Gmail, or did you use the same account?
I think I used the same account because the Gmail worked fine mm-hmm. for the first couple of days. It wasn't until I messed with the email account trying to get my family email account on there
right.
that things went south.
I would go back and visit the store to which I purchased it at. And,
okay.
And talk to one of the experts there who can probably give you the key sequence to do it in 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, because I was thinking about trying to take it back to the factory settings and.
Yeah, but that'll kill all kind of stuff. I mean, factory is factory, like it just came out of the factory. And if you've got a Gmail account, you've already been to the Play Store, you've downloaded a bunch of apps and done some other configuration to it, so.
Right.
Yeah, I'd just take it to them and tell them you're having trouble with the email, and they should be able to walk you through it.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Jose. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for listening.
Especially since
how
you pay these people money.
That's right. This is Mike. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Oh, hello, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hi, Jose.
Hi, Mike.
My problem is I have a problem with Apple, with iTunes. The thing is, I have my files, my songs, like You're Just a Country Boy. Well, it's duplicate. Okay, it's duplicate files. Okay, it's doubled. And besides the duplicate file is the iCloud. And the thing is, I have over 1,000 files or so.
Yes.
And I can't go through every one of these and delete it. I tried just once, and my hand was so sore and tired. Isn't there a way I could delete them, like the group?
You can go, instead of using iTunes, you can actually go to where iTunes stores the music files directly in the file structure under your C drive, and you can delete them that way.
Under my C drive?
Yeah.
You mean in my computer?
Yes.
Okay, I'll try that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Good luck.
Thank you, Mike. I could tell from Mike's voice he was as lost as I was.
Yes.
I have no idea how to do what you just said. Sometimes I think people just, rather than go deeper, they just go, okay. I'll try that. Even though when they hang up, they have no idea what he just said. Randy, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. I went to a website and I punched on this email account. And it comes up, well, it looks like a Word document, and I typed in what I wanted to send. But when I go up to, at the top, where it says File, and I go down to Send, it says Mail Recipient, and I punch that, and it doesn't do anything. I've tried to link all this stuff through Outlook in the past. I'm not sure what I need to do to send this email.
Does the website give you an address to send it to?
Yeah, there's an address on there, and it's at the top of the email, but it doesn't tell me if it went or anything.
Well, it sounds like the web form may be corrupt. What you might want to do is copy and paste the address into an email you originate on your side.
What kind of service do you use?
My own personal email account?
Yeah.
And then type it in, and then just cut and paste that part into my email, too.
And, right, and then whatever the form is, cut and paste it, and then send it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. I think that might work.
Well, thank you, Randy.
I was trying to avoid that. At one point, I went to all kinds of people to get it all merged into one so that no matter what thing came up, I could just send it, and they would send it, but I can't seem to get that done.
I understand.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Mm-hmm. Also, he said there was a problem with male recipient. Maybe he's sending it to a female.
Oh.
Recipient is not a male.
Yeah.
See what I did there? Thanks, everybody. Steve. Steve, you'll wrap it up for us. Say hi to Jose.
Hey, hi, Jose. And Frank, congratulations on the grandson.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, I've got a quick solution. May work for the couple callers back that couldn't get a live person on the line. This has kind of always worked for me. It may not work for Yahoo. They may not care. But what I typically do when I get into a voicemail hell, I just always punch the option for closing my account. And lo and behold, you have to get somebody right away.
Yeah,
now,
true.
Here's why I always thought that would be the worst thing to do. If they think you're going to close it, they're going to really put you off and put you on hold forever because they don't want to close the account. But you've got a good point. Maybe they think, we got to save this.
Maybe I usually end up going to a customer retention specialist, and they'll try and work with you.
That's not a bad idea.
That's what I've always run into.
Not a bad idea. Or the other thing I found is if you want to add service or open a new account, hit that one.
Yes.
I guarantee you they'll jump on that. All right, thank you, Steve. All right, there goes Steve, and here goes the whole segment. So it goes too fast. Time flies when you're being informed. Jose Hernandez is brought to us every week by the folks at Oreck and the Seven. Locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Go in there. You'll find a whole lot more. The vacuum cleaners alone would be enough, But there's more. But wait, there's more. Oreck. We'll present Jose again next week. Until then, if you need him, here's his email address. TechQuestions@KTRS.com. Is that still your email address?
Yes.
Hasn't changed. TechQuestions@KTRS.com. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And we check in with, and we haven't spoken to him for a week, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank, how are you?
Good. John's been busy selling cars. That's a good
Busy. I've been busy selling cars. We've been very busy. A lot of your great listeners, so thank you very much. But I want to officially congratulate you and your wife, grandson.
Yeah. It's hard for me to say, too. Trust me.
Yeah.
It just sounds old. I don't care. Yeah, grandpa, you know, that whole grand
thing. Yeah, but you're not going to call yourself grandpa. You're not a grandpa.
No, we don't. We've already decided what we will be called, Grumpy and G. Those are our names. Grumpy and G are coming over.
I can see that, you know. Is your wife, is she 20 years younger than you, or?
She's 28 years younger.
28 years younger, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see when you call her G.
That's man, I'm glad she's not listening to this. She'll be on cloud nine. She'll be floating. Thank goodness she's in Jeff City.
Can we record this and email it to her?
I guess you could, yeah.
That'd
yeah.
be really funny.
By the way, let me repeat that again for all the hot chicks listening. My wife's out of town all week. All week. I'm available for dinner. I thought I'd throw that out there.
Are they going to pay or are you going to pay?
Oh, I'll pay.
Oh,
I'll be happy.
You're unbelievable. I tell you what.
So what's new?
What a sport. It's hot. It is.
How hot is it?
Yeah, how hot is it?
It's hot. And that's okay. It's still, you know what? It's still a lot cooler than last year. You know, I mean, we had those record 102, 3, 4. I mean, it got to the point to where when it got, when you had a high of 93 like it is now, we thought, whoop, it's a cold front came in. But, you know, we try to make it easy. We make it fun. You know, the whole process, so much can be done through the Internet at LawnDuff.com and L-O-N-D-O-F-F, LawnDuff.com. If you want to call us, so you can call the dealership.
Hey, have you ever thought of doing this in really hot weather? Everybody who comes in and brings their car in for an appraisal or just to take a test drive, while they're there looking around, you have a team of rocking, smoking hot young women in wet T-shirts washing cars.
Yeah.
Complimentary car wash.
Yeah, you know what's so amazing?
Girls in T-shirts.
You know, you bring that up. You know, Mimi Londoff's brought that up, too.
She has?
You know, heck.
You can have.
Are you kidding me? And she's listening right now. So, hi, Mimi. How are you?
Hey, business is business. I'm thinking about traffic and volume.
And next time she sees you, she will bring that up to you.
Well, I hope she does because I think it's a very good idea. You do what you need to do to get people on the lot.
And then while the guys are walking around in the lot looking at cars, have the girls in the wet T-shirts misting them, professional, you know, personal mister.
Those little fan misters.
A professional mister.
Cool them down, walking along with
you.
Them.
You're really a professional mister. You know, so a professional person with a misting.
Hey, if I saw a place that said, hey, come take a look at the new line of Chevys, and while you're here, complimentary car wash from, and we'd have to come up with a name for this team, the T-shirt, wet T-shirt, Londoff car wash team. There it is. Yeah. There's the name right
there. Let me help you with something. Sure. I don't work too hard on coming up with that name.
Okay.
No. It's not going to happen, okay?
Okay, they don't have to wear T-shirts.
Yeah. All right, if that's the hang-up.
Yeah, if that's the problem, eliminate the T-shirts.
What T-shirt? Well, I'm sure my friends here at the City of Florissant would love that one.
There's no law against that. And they're Londoff T-shirts.
There might be a law against it in the law of Johnny Londoff.
There is no wet T-shirt law in any municipality. You can wear a T-shirt, and if it gets wet, you don't go to jail. Yeah, well, I don't have to.
You'd have all the aldermen.
You've never. How many times have you heard a news story, a woman goes to jail for getting her T-shirt wet?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. Never.
Never.
No. That's crazy.
That's crazy talk.
No, it's not crazy talk.
You'd have
that lot would be packed with people.
Yeah, you'd have all of City Hall over there, all the cops.
Getting their cars washed.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, you bet. And by the way, free complimentary police car washing, no purchase necessary.
Yeah.
Now, you know, what are you trying to say about the number one law enforcement department in the world here at Florissant?
That they'd love to have their cars washed by girls in wet T-shirts.
Unbelievable chief in the area, Tim Lowry. Huh? Come on. What are you trying to say, that his officers would be here if we would have women in wet T-shirts washing cars?
You bet they would. I think they also would love to take great pride in that force's vehicles by having them spotless and clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're stuttering already.
Yeah, you bet I am.
You're stuttering already. Huh? No, they're here to serve and protect. That's that city, the Florissant police officers. Serve and protect. They're not going to, come over here if there was a wet T-shirt contest going on.
Well, yeah, what am I thinking?
Take a poll.
Yeah.
Right. Take a poll.
Yeah, what police officer would want to see that? What am I thinking?
Take a poll. Yeah, Dan picked up on that one real quick. Man, I tell you what, you must have eaten your Wheaties this morning, Danny. Huh?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Funny guy. But thanks, Danny. Dan referred a friend of his and a listener that came in. Is it okay to talk about this, Dan?
Sure.
She has two names.
Yes, she does.
And I found out why.
Yeah.
It's Deborah Michelle.
Mm-hmm. His name is Deborah Michelle?
No, her. Herschel.
Oh. Deborah Michelle.
Herschel.
And here's the thing. Dan, I think you gave me her name as last name of Hunter.
Yes.
Deborah Hunter, but she goes by Michelle.
Yeah.
Now, hang on.
So this is like 10:30 in the morning.
What's going on here? Is her name Deborah or is it Michelle?
Who's on first?
Well, she's running from the law, so.
No, what's her name?
Well, she goes by Michelle. That's her middle name, but everyone knows her by Michelle.
Michelle Hunter.
But her first name is Deborah.
Yes. Her real first name is Deborah.
Okay.
Michelle? But her last name is Young, not Hunter.
Yeah, she just got married. I married them.
You married them, but you forgot her.
Whoa,
oh, yeah.
I married Michelle and John.
The Honorable Reverend Dan Strauss.
That's Rev. Right. How about the Rev?
The Reverend Dan Strauss.
Come on.
Where was the wedding?
Forest Park.
You know what I think it should have been? I think it should have taken place at Johnny Londo Chevrolet. Right there on the premises, a combination wedding and purchasing their new vehicle at the same time.
Oh,
you didn't think, you weren't thinking.
That's a tearjerker.
You could have driven off with the
tin cans tied behind the new Chevy.
Oh man!
So what did Deborah Michelle, whatever her name is, Hunter Young, what did she buy?
It's better just say what did Dan's friend buy?
What did Dan's friend buy?
She brought a Chevy Trailblazer.
Oh man!
Pre-owned Trailblazer.
I have one. She'll love it.
She does love
one of the best vehicles they ever made. So they, of course, they stopped making.
I want to buy a vehicle just like Frank.
Well, what kills me is it's such a tremendous vehicle, like the Avalanche. They stopped making both of them. They're so good that they quit making them.
That's nice.
Go figure.
Oh, don't get me started. But I tell you what, though, nice people. So Dan, thanks very much. Ian, you could refer someone here to be once in a while, too.
No, Peon does not care.
I believe my wife bought her car from Johnny Londo Chevrolet.
Right.
I know. Thank you very much.
My parents, my mom has a Malibu from
Peon
Johnny Londo.
Peon is not a potential customer. I've never met a guy who cares less about a car than Peon. He absolutely does not. You know what he uses his car for? A place to throw wrappers. It's like a rolling dumpster.
Yes,
and
50 cents in
something
there, ice
to sit
there.
In to go home in. He doesn't care. He doesn't wash it. He doesn't wipe the windshield. He just doesn't care. Unbelievable.
That is true.
I just got a text from somebody. It's not programmed in my phone. I only got about 2,000 numbers programmed in here. And it says, tell me more about the wet T-shirt car wash.
See? I bet that's one of Florissant's finest.
I'm telling you, we speak for the masses. That came right from the police department.
It did not. Hey, can I tell you what, though? We have over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles on the ground.
That's a lot.
Available for immediate delivery. And with this heat, if you say, you know what, we're busy, we can bring the vehicle to you. We can pick up your trade. You can do your credit application online. We can do most of the process with email.
What's the mileage limit on that bringing a vehicle to somebody?
We deliver cars all over the country.
Whoa!
We deliver down in Florida to Texas to the Dakotas. We've never been to Montana or Wyoming.
But what does that tell you? Somebody in another state, like the Dakotas, how many dealers are there, Chevy dealers, between here and South Dakota?
Hundreds.
The story was just, it was amazingly, just a couple of years ago in the winter, it was like November, a young man and his wife, young couple, came to pick up a Corvette, and he had a crew cab diesel that was 2 years old, 65,000 miles, and picked up an 05, 06 Corvette. It was like red, dark leather interior, but 12,000 miles. And he got on it on the internet and found it and came down, picked it up, had a beautiful trailer, fully enclosed trailer.
Wow.
And while he's here, he's up and we're meeting, I'm talking to him, and we're just, you know, he goes, I said, how many miles are on your pickup truck, your diesel? He goes, you know, 65,000, 66,000. I said, yeah, while you're here, you should trade it in. He goes, make me a deal.
Did you do it?
We did. So we drove off.
Get out of here.
Brand new, yeah. So that would have been a 2011, I think. Brand new Chevy crew cab diesel with his trailer. And, of course, we helped hook and unhook and everything. But a great, great guy. And we've stayed in touch with him. And he said, you know what? When he's ready for another truck, he's coming down. He's coming back down here.
And where does he live?
And just outside Mitchell, South Dakota.
How about that?
Huh?
How about that?
That's, I think, about a 9-hour drive. But also the one of the greatest spots on in the country to pheasant hunt. Great pheasant hunting in Mitchell, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Ever tell you about the time I went pheasant hunting all day with Mike Matheny?
I think you're about to tell.
Buddy Steve Powder. We on a charity event up there. Yeah, yeah.
And, name dropper.
Yeah.
That sir.
Name dropper.
Yeah, I tell you, I know him pretty well.
Well, I guess you do if you went pheasant hunting with him.
Even though he likes me so much, I think he's promoting some other automotive. But that's okay. I've got you, Frank.
That's right. He is. Well, how the nerve of that
Hold
guy.
On.
Yeah.
That could become a song.
What?
I got you, Frank.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I got you, Frank.
What's that phone number?
You know, we're here all night long. We'll be here late, because it cools down. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And Interstate 270, the in Elizabeth exit. Please come see us. We will have a great time and take great care of your awesome listeners.
I know you're bald, but I don't care. I'll be your friend and go anywhere, Frank. I got you, Frank.
Okay, now, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you, record that and then email it to us.
Let me finish the rest of the lyrics.
Yeah, so come up with the rest of the lyrics, and then we'll put it on our answering system. So when people are on hold, you know, I got people like John Rooney and Mike Shannon and T.J. Oshie, then we'll have Frank opinion.
They say you're fat, but I don't mind. You can drive a complimentary Corvette anytime, Frank. Do, 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 do. I got you, Frank. Do, 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 do,
Thanks for calling Johnny Lada Chevrolet.
Man, you make me laugh, Frank.
All right. It's been a pleasure. We'll send you All some right. business.
See you, kids.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye. You know, pheasant hunting with Mike Matheny?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Name dropping. That's okay. If you can do it, flaunt it, I
sure.
guess. Quick break, and we're back. Big 550, KTRS.
Let's get a quick look at traffic. Now here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like we had a multi-vehicle accident on southbound 270, somewhere between Big Bend and 44. They've cleared that, but boy, things are stacked up a little south of Olive all the way down through Big Bend. Westbound 64, it's a little bit heavy, 270 through Mason, but we do have some stop-and-go traffic from, looks like before Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. They've cleared that stall that was causing the slowdown on westbound 70 west of Highway 61, so things are back to normal there. You are just a little bit slow on eastbound 270 now as you approach Lindbergh through New Florissant. And this traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Sonic's Summer Pretzel Dog. It's a delicious twist on a summer classic. They took a premium beef hot dog and put it in a soft pretzel bun. Top yours with melty cheese sauce and bacon or yellow mustard. Try one today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Bob, you gotta see it. My car's got heated and cooled seats.
Nice. You know, I've got...
The GPS has a French accent.
Well, I've got a...
It has aromatherapy, back massagers, you name it.
What were you gonna say about your car, Bob?
Oh, just that I've got an auto policy from American Family Insurance.
Why are you always trying to one-up me, man?
No, I wasn't...
Yeah, you do this all the time.
If you really want to feel comfortable while driving, get an auto policy with American Family Insurance. You'll get peace of mind knowing that you can utilize our 24/7 claim service, the certified repair program, or access our emergency roadside service option. Get a quote today and make driving more comfortable than ever. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AmFam. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual, Standard of Ohio, and Wisconsin Companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-339-0344. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-339-0344. 1-800-339-0344. That's 1-800-339-0344.
In other news, mortgage rates projected to go higher later this year.
Hey, did you hear that? We need to get started on refinancing our mortgage while rates are still so low.
You know, you're right. This might be our last chance to save on our mortgage.
Well, who should we call? I mean, I want to work with a company we can trust.
That's easy. American Equity Mortgage.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Don't wait for mortgage rates to creep up. Rates are still at historic lows, and the time to refinance is right now. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call today.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to Schnars.com.
If you're in the market for a motorhome, you will not believe how luxurious and affordable they have become. These are not your grandfather's Winnebagos. St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216, O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939. We carry all the top name brands like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, and Tiffin. We also buy RVs. We will educate you first and sell you second. Financing rates as low as 2.99 for up to 20 years. Our service department works on all makes and models, minor and major repairs. Call for an appointment today, 314-743-3939. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is family-owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stefanina herself has grown into five locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Heck, you can even order online. Stefanina's and Steph's Pizza.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Do not forget to download the app if you haven't done it already, STL Taxi. That's a great app, and it's easier than ever to get a Laclede cab pronto. 314-652-3456, Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Clevland.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
Bill, you too. You too.
How the heck are you? What the heck am I supposed to do with all this time? I don't know.
Take your time and just milk these wonderful jokes for all they're worth.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, new studies say that being bored can actually be bad for your health.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so for the next 5 minutes, I suggest changing the channel.
Yeah. Well, that implies this is his own segment is boring.
Yeah.
Too hard on yourself, man.
The gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli, says that if he's elected, he'll reinstate the state's ban on oral sex. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cuccinelli is so uptight he won't even let volunteers lick his envelopes. That is very uptight in that department. Well, Ben, I'll talk about the British today. A little British trivia here. Did you know there's a company in Britain, they make a car that can be powered by human waste?
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but, you know, it gets a little uncomfortable when your buddy asks you to chip in for gas.
Weird.
And finally, this happens.
Here, let me fill that up for you.
Yeah, a little strange. Now, in South Carolina, a guy tried to hold up a bank demanding all the $20, $40, and $60 bills. Luckily, he left after the teller told him, sorry, all I have are the 80s.
Oh, man.
Bill Clevland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And, you know, it's Monday, so that means there's a brand new Bill Clevland on the road video up and ready to go today.
Ooh, what is
it? And it's very exciting. All of you have enjoyed a snow cone at some point in your life.
Correct? I love snow cones.
Snow cone shaved ice.
I love them.
Did you know that in some form or another, all snow cones, or at least most snow cones, start right here in St. Louis? Did you know that?
Get out of here.
Oh, Rio syrup.
There's the Rio Syrup Company. They send all those wonderful flavors that you enjoy on snow cones all over the world. And so I went down there and spent an afternoon with them.
You know what?
Very cool. Very interesting.
Somebody there is a big listener here. The family that owns that place.
Yes, the Tomber family. Yes. They're wonderful, wonderful people. And you're right. They're big, big listeners.
Addie,
that is correct. Yeah. That is correct. So
right.
It's on there, BillOnTheRoad.com. It's really cool. It turned out really neat, and I think you'll learn a thing or two.
All right.
So there you go. The Bill Clevland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Yeah. Eddie Tomber. I get emails from her every once in a while from the syrup people. I love snow cones. I do.
Yeah.
And
never too old.
Cherry or grape?
Orange, too. Orange, too.
When I was a kid, I had a friend named Randy. His dad made him a snow cone machine. It was like a wheelbarrow.
Oh, wow!
But he used bicycle tires, and it was a hand crank, a shaver. And I'm going to tell you something. This kid cleaned up. He went to Little League games.
Oh,
any place in the summer at night where there was an event in this hick small town and like 10 cents or whatever. But in a week, if you're a kid and you make, you know, 20, 30 bucks a week, that's a lot of dough. But I remember thinking, man, this is so great. How would it be to have your own? It's almost like having your own car, your own snow cone machine on wheels.
We had one of those tiny. They sold them in, I think, toy stores. It was a Snoopy one. It was just a little tabletop one. And then, it would you'd crank a bunch of ice cubes and get like a little shot glass full.
There was Snoopy or a little snowman and stuff.
Yeah, Woodstock was on top.
And the perfect snow cone is not clumped. You know what I'm saying? Like some of them, you try to bite into them, and it's already one giant brick
almost
of ice.
Like
it's got to be
gravel.
Yes,
it's gravel.
Yes, it's got to be fluffy, and you got to be able to kind of put your teeth in it and not break your teeth off. And I don't know what the secret is or what causes that, but there's not much better in the summer than a snow cone. So hello to Addie and everybody at the Rio Syrup Company. And again, it's BillOnTheRoad.com. Is that
that's
right?
It. Mm-hmm.
BillOnTheRoad.com. News is coming up in the Playhouse, a joke I will dedicate to my daughter-in-law, who's a new mom, just because the name in the joke is the same name as hers. That's the only connection, but works for me. Good enough reason for me. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Now, I don't know what they would have done if they moved, because they moved. When I went 40 years ago and started going, they were on Ballast. In a little house, they converted into a dental clinic, and then they moved down to Ballast and Clayton Road. What if they'd moved off Ballast? Would it not be Ballast Dental Care anymore? Dan just said he went to a restaurant called the Granite City something, but it's not in Granite City, so yeah. I guess they could have kept the name. Well, they did. It's been Ballast Dental Care for as long as I've been going there, and that's 40 years. That's a long time to go to the same dentist. And there's one real simple reason. It's not the equipment. It's not the chairs, it's not the water pick, the jet, the air-blowing suction thing, it's not any of that, or the swirling cup water, they all have that. It's the people. It's everything from the dentist to the hygienist to the receptionist to everybody that works there. And they have a way of making what is normally, to most people, a horrible experience, a pleasant experience. I have an appointment coming up August 22nd. I actually am looking forward to it. Does that sound weird? You're in the wrong dental chair. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Do not go away. News is coming up and then the Playhouse. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard.